The question is, if they pass this law in Washington State, what is the recourse of the people that, if they all decided like they did in that county, like Pierce County, that this is totally corrupt? What is their
Not
next
going to
step?
happen.
Yeah.
I wish I had a good answer for that. The only thing I can say is that the people in the counties where they do have a good sheriff, where they stand up and with the sheriff, refuse to accept what the state is doing. It's almost like seceding, and maybe they need to consider doing that. But usually a county can't secede without the permission of the state government. But they've got to do that somehow. They've got to tell them, don't bring it to this county because we have our own. And maybe they need to follow the step of King County when they got rid of voting and electing the sheriff. Do a new charter for your county and say that none of this new stuff can have an effect in your county, and that the sheriff indeed will always be elected by the people, and make your new county charter say that. And at the same time, initiate an ordinance in your county to be a constitutional county.
Excellent idea. There's no
I
reason
think
why,
that's a best first step.
no reason why you can't redefine what the sheriff is then. Okay, if that's what you're claiming that you're going to regulate, we have another individual that's similar to a sheriff, and he will work for the county only. That's
Yeah.
the way. Seceding is a difficult problem, but some states need to be thrown out, and others want to get away. So maybe we'll just reorganize again. Yeah.